This episode is part of the All Things Azeroth entry into the National Podcast Post Month. For more information, go to napodpomo.ning.com or find the link at allthingsazeroth.com. Welcome back to another As Podmo. This is your As Podmo for November 16th, 2007. First up, I wanted to wish a happy birthday to Mia Coda, who plays on the Argent Dawn role. It is her birthday today, and I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. I hope that you have a great birthday, or have had a great birthday, and I hope the next several for you are just as fun as the last. Today, Blizzard released some new features for the World of Warcraft Armory. First off, of course, they added the content from 2.3 to the mix. When it's showing you recommended items through the Find and Upgrade, it will actually show you stuff that includes the 2.3 stuff from Zolomon and improved stuff for low-level characters, which will, of course, make it easier for players to find an item no matter what level they're at. The big thing, though, is they created a Guild Bank section. Now, access to the Guild Bank section is created via, how can I put it, by a login. Now, this is something that Blizzard has said that they couldn't do for a very long time. Logins would cause too many problems, it'd be too much of an issue for players. Well, here's a few things that login-based armory access would give, or potentially give, to players. First off, of course, is the guild banking. If you have the ability to see your guild's bank, it adds a lot of interesting stuff. You can check stuff out of game, on another character, and so on. Of course, there's mods that can do that for you as well, such as Arc Inventory, or other mods that'll eventually be able to do that, maybe Bagnon, maybe other inventory mods, but that's definitely something that is exciting. Another thing, banking. It'll allow you to see what your character's banks are. Now, apparently this is already in the game, but as the logins are currently not working, and it's really slow to load the website, I'm not quite sure if it's in the armory just yet. Other stuff they can do with login-based armory access is permission-based access. Say, members of my guild can see this stuff about my characters, but people in the public can only see this much about my characters. This does lead to other problems that Blizzard has mentioned in the past, such as problems of uneven access. Some people have all the access in the world. You can see their talents, their gear, what they've got in their bags, and so on. Others have very little access. You can only see the very basic stuff that Blizzard will not let you turn off. Either way, permission-based access is a great idea. There's a lot of things they can do for that, and a lot of places they can go with it, and I'm excited to see what they do for the future. I also want to talk a little bit about a topic that appeared on WoW Insider this morning, best class rivalries. I've talked a little bit in my writings and in my podcast about class rivalries and how infighting between the classes can be just horrible for the game. I'm not sure I really need to know what class rivalries there are for my characters. It's not really that important to me. I want to know what classes work best with my character. I know a lot of people hate my Rift Paladin. Apparently a lot of warriors and druids now hate the Protection Paladin, because apparently it's easy mode tanking. In the end, we should learn to cooperate and not figure out who we should hate the most. In the end, this is a game of cooperation, not a game of fighting. At least not fighting each other in the same factions, at least. And lastly, I wanted to commend Blizzard for actually revealing that they are planning to do a new Death Knight video and a new cinematic for the Wrath of the Lich King, not just the version we saw at BlizzCon. Blizzard's recently done some very interesting videos, from the Lament of the Highborn video to the recent Zolomon video, and they're great videos. I love them, and I wish Blizzard would do more of them. They did a lot in the lead-up to the Burning Crusade, and I'm hoping they'll do even more in the lead-up to the Wrath of the Lich King. I still remember fondly of the Drunken Dwarf and Drunken Gnome in the Netherdrake video. The Nomergon News Network is a fun and exciting thing, and I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more from those people. Blizzard does cinematics that are funny, that are interesting, and make many of us laugh, and I do hope that we'll see more of that as the march towards Wrath of the Lich King continues. That's about it for today, though. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is going to be a little shorter episode than usual. I am planning in the next few days to talk a little bit about the leveling curve in the new patch 2.3, and I plan to have some reviews or some opinions of other people on the new Mudsprocket and Duswallow Marsh areas in the World of Warcraft post 2.3. Again, thank you very much for tuning in. Check us out at allthingsazeroth.com. Go to shadowwalkersguild.com. There is an All Things Azeroth section to the forums there. Of course, always go check that out. Sign up for the forums. You get an honored guest tag attached to your name, and you can always comment on the episodes and the different Aspodmos. This is going to be the day one of the second half of the Aspodmo, so we'll have a new thread for this day and for the next 2 weeks of the Aspodmo. Again, Medros at allthingsazeroth.com. If you have any comments, suggestions, or complaints about this episode or other episodes in the All Things Azeroth feed. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, happy hunting, and see you in Outlands.